Some people know a winner when they see one. Some computer slash digital lifestyle companies know a great operating system feature when they see one, and then they go and implement it into their OS. Features such as cover flow, dashboard, we're all clear on which company I'm referring to here. Anyway, apparently they sometimes forget to include a specific feature. And I still don't know whether I like that or not. Welcome to the 20th episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, Cute Clips 2. Be sure to keep listening because we'll be giving away one license for this great application. Keep in mind, this is a Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, meaning that it is enhanced. Be sure to check out all the things I talk about in the iTunes artwork window. If there is something to link to, you can click it there as well. Of course, you can see it also on your iPod screen. Once again, I'm glad to announce that this episode of Neat Little Mac Apps has been adopted. And what is more, it's adopted by the developer of this very application that I'm going to review now. Yes, the nice people of Brick Software were so kind to support this podcast. Now, you all know the drill. It's not because they adopted this little mammal of a podcast that they can take it with them and stick it in their top. No, my objectivity stands throughout this whole episode. Anyway, thanks to Brick Software for supporting this podcast, and head over to their site and check out Cute Clips and all the other apps that they have over there. Now, I don't have to tell you that I dig Cute Clips the most, because otherwise, well, I wouldn't be reviewing it. I mean, this is still the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast, remember? Okay, let's head over to listener feedback. I've got some fan art. Whee! Yes, I was tapping away there one evening and suddenly my iChat popped up and I got some fan art from WTG Wilkinson. And he just sent me some cool art. Check it out in the iTunes artwork window down there. And apparently he was just bored. He was mucking about in Photoshop. And this is what he came up with. So thank you very much, WTG Wilkinson. For the other listeners over there, feel free to hop in when you see my iChat that I'm available. Just drop in. Let's talk about applications. I mean, that's something I like, so why not? I also want to say thanks to Fred from fredscapes.nl for plugging the show on his blog. It's a Dutch blog, so for the Dutch and Belgian listeners over there, head over to that blog and check it out. You can find it at www.fredscapes.nl or just click the link in the iTunes artwork window. Hey, so thanks for plugging. Okay, let's dip right into the review. What is Cute Clips? Well, it's a clipboard manager and it combines very powerful features with a very slick and simple user interface. Current version 2.0.1. It's created by Brick Software, but that you already knew, of course, from the intro, and you can find out more about it at bricksoftware.com. So, what was that intro all about? Well, my first reaction when I saw this app was, wow, they should implement this in the operating system. Apple should buy them and put it into OS X. But then I was thinking a bit further, and if Apple was to include all the neat features and applications that are out there, the OS would just be bloated. Take CoverFlow, for example. I dig the fact that they implemented it in iTunes, but what was wrong with the way it worked in it previously? I mean, you downloaded it iTunes, it was very compact, it was a compact, good application, and if you wanted to add specific features, you just got them and install them and then you would have it. But please don't throw it all in the system and make it just become very large. Anyway, I do like the fact that this application is out there. I can just grab it and install it and put it on my system. Now, why do I use this? Well, creating the Neat Little Mac Apps podcast often requires me to copy and paste a lot of stuff. There is the URL to the audio files for the site and the feed, the intro text for the site and the feed, and then I have to put that in the pop current button. All kinds of stuff I have to copy. Let's not talk about licenses and serial numbers that I have to send to all kinds of email addresses that I get in and have to copy from Gmail. Anyway, it's a mess. I messed up the serial numbers also this week, sending them out. I made some errors in that. Anyway, I didn't like it. So I went out and looked for a good application, a good clipboard manager that would do the trick for me. And there are a lot of clipboard managers out there, but somehow they were or too bloated, too large, too complicated, or too basic. And this clipboard manager hit the nail for me. It really did everything I wanted to do, but in a neat, small interface, very compact, but very powerful. Okay, let's see how this works. On launch, it kind of just hides itself, meaning that it will be in the background. It's like a widget. You don't see it. It's not really an application that is visible in the dock, but it works when you hit a specific command. But you can also choose to make it visible in the form of a menu item, and then you can access it through that. But the easiest way is just link a specific shortcut to Qt Clips. When you open it, you get the main panel and you can see the specific items that you have copied in a specific order. Now you can change the order by simply taking that item and drag it to somewhere else. You see them also that they are named. For example, if you copy a specific string of text, you will see the beginning of that text as the name for that item. If you copy a specific picture, you will see the name picture popping up there. It will always be picture, by the way. But you can manually change that name if you like. But that's for later. Whoops, I just opened the Qt Clips window to check what I was saying and I pasted a graphic here. Okay, let's do this away. Okay, so on the left side, you get all the items. On the right side, you get a little preview pane. And the whole window is like this black, transparent, slick and simple kind of visualization. It really is very nice. So, there is more. If you right-click on the specific items, you get functions such as rename clips, delete clips, make it sticky. That means that it will not leave the clipboard. For example, you have 12 positions where you can retain something from the memory. But if you make one sticky, then that one won't disappear from the list. It's like if you add new ones, they will all fall off the list, of course. But if you make one sticky, the sticky ones remain on that item list. Another thing you can do by right-clicking a specific item is number a clip. For example, there is an item that, or there are a couple of items that you would like to remember. Let's say the URL of your site, your email address, stuff like that, that you often go back to. You can number them, and if you you can see the number next to the entry. But if you memorize those numbers, you can work very quickly. For example, you hit the shortcut. For me, that's Command Alt V, and that will bring the window up. So I do Command Alt V and then I just hit number 1 and it will automatically paste my URL of my site. If I do the same but I hit 2, then I know that it will automatically paste, for example, my email address. Or if I hit number 3, it could paste, for example, the image of Neat Little Mac Apps, my avatar, if you might call it. So it's very handy, this numbering, and I really dig it. It takes some memorizing, but if you keep the list very limited, this is very cool. Okay, let's talk a bit more on the right side of this main panel, and there you will see the previews. Now, if you hover over a text clipping, then you will see, of course, the text. If you hover over an image, of course, then you will see the image. Now, that's an option I will talk later. You can change whether or not it should make previews from images in the preferences. Anyway, some previews don't work. And then you will see a large question mark and you will have the option to send that specific image type to the developer. So you can mail him, hey, I think it was something, some 3D object I copied from SketchUp. I'm not really sure. And then it will say, okay, I can't really make a preview from this. And you can send a mail to the developer telling him, hey, I copied this kind of clipping and I can't get a preview. And then he will try and actually change the software so that in the future it will recognize that preview. That's kind of neat. That's giving you a faster way for him to adjust his software to your needs. I like that. Okay, I'll jump back 1 second to the menu item here. If you hit the menu item, you can also just select sticky items straight from that menu item. All you have to do then is holding down the right mouse button and clicking it, and then you will immediately see the list of items and you can click them there and it will paste that specific item for you. There is much more. For example, there's this list of shortcuts you can learn to do specific things that are really handy. Now, I didn't memorize them all, but you can get an overview if you open up the Qt Clips main window. On the left button, you will see a little eye. It really is, it's like a widget, you know, the little eye, and you just hit it and then you get the preference window. And there you have this help button. Now, if you go to the shortcuts tab in that help viewer, you will see shortcuts such as paste the selected clip as plain text, cycle through the clips, delete a specific clip, delete all clips, paste every clip above or below the selected clip. So you, for example, would have a specific list of images. You are hovering over item number four, and you want to paste all the previous images on the positions 1, 2, and 3. Then you can hit the shortcut for pasting all the images above the one you have selected. Stuff like that. Very, very handy. And talking about that help viewer, let's run that over by you again. See, the way you get to the preferences is in the same way. You open up the main Qt Clips window, you hit the little eye at the bottom just like you would with a widget, and then you get the window where you can see the preferences. And the things that you see in the general preferences are stuff like launch at login. That way you don't have to manually, of course, open up Qt Clips. You have check for updates, show the splash window, that's just when Qt Clips boots up. You see that little cute transparent like kind of splash window. You can choose, and this is a neat feature, place pasted clips on top of the list. So you know that all clips that if you have 12 clips, for example, you add a 13th one, then the last one will drop off unless you have made it sticky, of course. But with this feature, things that you often paste will automatically kind of remain on the list because it will move to the top of the list when you select this functionality. Very cool. You have things like show the menu item. So here you can choose whether or not you want to see that specific menu item I was talking about earlier. You can see 24-hour date option, remove duplicates. Now this will, of course, remove any duplicates that you have copied. So you won't have, let's say, 3 times the same thing in your list. Things you can also choose there is the external activation. Now this will allow, for example, to show the Qt Clips window when you squeeze Mighty Mouse. And underneath of that you can choose the shortcut you want to use to show the main Qt Clips window. You just hit the change button, then you hit the specific hotkey combo that you want to use in the future for Qt Clips, and it goes and adds that one to your Qt Clips hotkey option. The advanced options for this great program are background color, that's for the main window that pops up, and the opacity. So this is kind of cool if you like to tweak stuff. You can change the opacity of the main window and you can give it a specific background color. Some extra features there are always paste plain text, meaning that if you, for example, copy a specific string of text with a certain font and a certain size, it will not take those specific things with you when you paste it into another application. It will simply paste it as plain text. And here you can also choose whether or not Qt Clips should create a preview for images you copied. Keep in mind, if you go to copy really, really big images, it will take some time until Qt Clips will have made a preview of that. And that's mainly all the settings that you have. So do check out 1. The neat interface of this application, 2. The easy commands and the shortcuts you can use for this application, and 3. Check out the manual, because they will be giving a lot of really good tips on how to use this application. So that's Qt Clips. Some tips for the developer, however. One, please keep it this simple. This isn't a negative tip, I know. It's just a plea to the developer. Keep it like this. Don't go and throw all other kinds of options, because I really like it the way that it is now. It has all the functionality I need, it has the ease of use and the nice interface. I really dig this app the way it is right now. There is one slightly less positive tip I want to give to the developer, and that is that right clicking. For some reason, and perhaps it's me, I haven't gone into it very much, but I'm using a laptop, and for some reason the right clicking doesn't really work, and there are some other features linked to the use of the control button. So if I control click the menu item, it doesn't work the same as I would have right clicked it with a mouse. So that's something I wonder, is it something I'm doing wrong here, or is it simply something that will actually should be changed in the application? But if you're using a mouse, it really works great. Okay, that concludes this review. Now, how can you get your hands on a license for this great Qt Clips? Well, you will have to do some work for it this time. No, it's not really difficult. Okay, this is what you do. One. You head over to the Neat Little Mac Apps website. 2. You hit the sponsor banner. No, just kidding. Okay, you can hit the sponsor banner, but that was just a joke. No, you go and look to the right column. Now, about in the middle of that right column, you will see a little blue window where you can leave a voicemail message. So all you have to do is just leave me a nice voicemail message. You can have maximum of 2 minutes, and if it's a nice cool voicemail message, or if it's some critique that you have but that is grounded, a good critique on my podcast, I will make it public, and then everybody will be able to see your voicemail message in that little blue window. So it can be made public, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. So just send me a voicemail message. Now, there is one thing that I did really like about this system. It's a free system, so I take that with it. But you have to actually enter a name and an email address. Now, I don't know why they use that email address. I don't get to see that email address either, so I don't know why they ask that. Anyway, fill in a bogus name and a bogus email address, and then you just send a mail to contest@neatlittlemacapps.com with that same name that you used to send me this voicemail. And that way I can link the voicemail to your email address, so if I have to send out that license, I know that you actually send in a voicemail message, and I know your email address, so I can send you the Qt Clips 2 license. I'm looking forward to this one. Okay, on to the winners of the speed download licenses. Now, all you had to do there was just send me a specific feature that you really dug of speed download. And Tommy Wilstead sent me this feature that he liked the most. He says, "My favorite feature of speed download must be the iTunes-like interface to organize downloads. My regular downloads folder is such a mess and I just hate it. Speed download should solve my problem. I'm downloading the trial as I type." That download will enter his downloads folder also, so that's one last download that he will get in his messy downloads folder, and then he's saved by the speed download iTunes like feature as he describes it. Next winner is Larry Haas. Now, Mr. Haas says the next thing. "Wow, the download speeds are great. I'm seeing at least 5 times increase using speed download. My downloads are usually about 300 to 400 a second, and now they have increased to approximately 2000 kb per second. My second favorite thing is the organization this app brings to my usually very cluttered desktop." What server are you on that you can download stuff at 2000 Ks a second? That you have to tell me. Anyway, he thanks me for the great podcast, and I thank him back for joining in the contest. So if you didn't win a speed download license, very sorry to hear, but you can always chime in to the Qt Clips contest to win a license for that, and all you have to do is send in a really cool voicemail message. Okay, so that's it for this podcast. I hope you liked it. Feel free to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website and, of course, leave your comments there. You can find the show notes there as well. And you can, of course, always use the links I provide in the iTunes artwork to get to the places that I'm talking about. If you have an application that you think is truly special and you want to see it featured on this podcast, be sure to send that to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. I wish to thank the sponsors for this episode, and that is no one else than Brick Software. Thank you guys for sponsoring this episode. If you're a listener, be so kind to check out their website and go and see the other applications they have. Another way of supporting this show is just go and check out the Neat Little Mac Apps web shop, where you can spend some money on a nice t-shirt or a cap or stuff like that. I always make my colleague jealous with my Neat Little Mac Apps coffee mug. Anyway, music of this podcast is provided by the British band Dark Horse. Track name is Starting Over. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about them at music.podshow.com. Well, thanks for downloading the show, and keep listening to this podcast. Tell your friends about it and keep loving those apps. Till next time, bye.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.